And now it's time for our regular feature spotlight. Today we travel to the city of Ostrava, the capital of the Moravian Silesian region, and more precisely to the city's industrial center Vítkovice. Its unusual skyline does not feature skyscrapers and church towers, but rather the tall and imposing structures of extinct blast furnaces. Instead of demolishing them, Ostrava has decided to preserve its unique industrial heritage, and the whole complex is now being revitalized and turned into a multipurpose cultural facility. Iron production in North Moravia and Silesia has a long tradition going back to the 17th and 18th centuries. The use of black coal, plentiful in the region, speeded up the growth of the industry in the 19th century. In 1826, the Olomouc Archbishop Rudolf, younger brother of Austrian Emperor Francis II, commissioned the building of blast furnaces in Vítkovice to supply pig iron to puddling furnaces in nearby Friedland. The first blast furnace was ignited in 1836. With a coal mine on the spot and a river running by, the location was perfect. Jakub Švrček is the head of the Industrial Heritage Site's Future Science and Technology Center.
This cultural monument consists of the blast furnaces, coke oven batteries, and the Lubina mining site. Its history was unique in that coal mining, coke production, and iron production all existed in one place, and because the resources on the spot were sufficient, the site could operate for almost 160 years in the same location.
The last furnace tapping in Vítkovice took place in 1998. In 2002, the government declared the decommissioned part of the ironworks a national cultural monument. In 2008, it was added to the emerging list of European cultural heritage. Preservationists would also like to see it included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. In 2009, the project to revitalize the blast furnaces and other listed buildings received a 500,000 crown subsidy from EU and government funds and should be completed by 2013. Among other things, visitors will be able to look inside the decommissioned furnace.
The visitors will follow the same path the raw material used to travel. We will load them onto the lift here, take them up to the feeding opening of the blast furnace, but they will not be thrown down the way the iron ore used to be. We'll let them take a look around from the tower, and then they will descend down a spiral staircase into the furnace. There, with the aid of various acoustic and other effects, the visitors will be able to understand how the production process worked, where the iron traveled afterwards, and so on.
Moc pochopit a blíže poznat, jak ten proces výroby toho železa vlastně fungoval a kam to železo potom dále putovalo a tak dále.
The 60-meter-tall furnace tower will offer a unique view of the city, as well as the still-functional Vítkovice rolls and casting foundries across the road, whose owner is also involved in the revitalization of the decommissioned part of the complex. The Vítkovice ironworks saw the most rapid development after they were bought by the Rothschild family in the mid-19th century. As coke was used to melt the iron, a lot of gas was produced as a byproduct of the process. The gas was contained in a large gas holder whose bell rose and fell depending on the pressure.
Tam je takový obrovský ciferník, který má hodnotu od 0 do 50, protože on měl...
There is a giant dial with a scale from 0 to 50 because the gas holder has a maximum capacity of 50,000 cubic meters. There was a direct view of the gas holder from the Rothschild Chateau. Mr. Rothschild and his managers had binoculars on the balcony, and all they had to do was look at the dial to see whether the men were shirking or whether production was underway.
Jak je ten ciferník, na jaké je hodnotě, a podle toho poznal, jestli se kluci flákají, anebo jestli se něco vyrábí.
While the gas holder was being cleaned of rust as part of the renovation, Jakub Švrček mentioned a story about it from the Second World War.
Povrchem toho válce, toho plynu, prosvištěla i bomba.
The outer cylinder of the gas holder was pierced by a bomb, but because there was a layer of mud sediment at the bottom, several meters deep, The bomb disappeared in it, like in a cushion. When the workers came back after the war, they said, "Look, there's a hole, let's just fix it up and stop worrying about it." As late as in the 1970s, when the gas holder was being modernized and cleaned, it was confirmed that there really was a bomb. So for 30 years, there was an unexploded shell in the middle of the largest gas holders in the city. They lifted it, deactivated it, and everything was okay.
In the 160-year-old history of the Vítkovice blast furnaces, some 90 million tons of pig iron were produced. In 1965, as many as 3,000 employees worked here.
Původní představa těch památkářů byla v podstatě zachovejme to tak, jak je vlastně filozofie toho poslední.
The first idea of the preservationists was to save the monument the way it looked when the workers ended their last shift, took off their gloves and put down their tools. However, the whole complex is largely made of iron, steel and other metal components, and its lifespan is perhaps several dozen years. So we want to bring the location back to life by giving it a new function, a different purpose.
Chceme oživit jedině tak, že tady v podstatě vdechneme jinou funkci, jiný smysl využití.
As part of the revitalization project, three of the dominant structures will be renovated. The blast furnace number 1 for guided tours explaining the production of molten iron. The old gas holder will house a congress center with 1,500 seats, and the former power center will be turned into an interactive technical museum. There will be only one brand new building, the Science and Technology Center, designed by architect Josef Bleskot. Its head, Jakub Švrček, explains.
The owner of the Vítkovice castings foundry, Mr. Svetlík, had to persuade Mr. Pleskot a lot before he managed to bring him here. When Mr. Pleskot arrived, he realized that this was a lifetime project for him, too, and he got so enthusiastic that he now comes every week. He walks around the structures day and night and tries to soak up the atmosphere, inspiring him to come up with new purposes for the site.
Architect Josef Pleskot is also behind the idea to raise the bell of the gas holder by some 15 meters and use it as an original roof for the Congress Hall.
Protože v momentě, kdyby se ten zdvih nepovedl a nikdo s tím zkušeností neměl.
If the elevation failed and no one had any experience with that sort of thing, the 800-ton juggernaut would actually halt all other projects which are interlinked. So we risked losing the whole subsidy. Luckily it worked out. The result should be visible in mid next year when we would like to open the Congress Center and start full operation.
By měl být patrný už v polovině příštího roku, kdybychom to kongresové centrum velmi rádi otevřeli veřejnosti.
According to Jakub Švrček, all three projects should be finished by mid-2012. The new museum building will have the shape of an equilateral triangle, and its glass facade will reflect all the industrial monuments like a giant mirror. There will also be a covered plaza, which could be rented out for various purposes. Jakub Švrček says he's not afraid the place will not get enough visitors. Last year, long before any of the projects were opened, some 140,000 people came to see the unique industrial heritage site. ¶¶